Hello, and welcome to Affirmation Nation with me, Bab Duque. Today will be the first time of what I hope will be many of me answering listener letters. The first one reads, Dear Bab, Alonzo Sour Pudding has had such a positive effect on your life. How do I go about inviting him into my life? Thanks, Mike. I met Alonzo Sour Pudding at a Mythopoetic Men's Movement retreat in 1998. The weekend was filled with many eye-opening seminars and activities, including gem circles, primal scream workshops, and ayahuasca-induced spirit journeys. But it wasn't until the final day that I was finally introduced to Alonzo at a male-centered Our Bodies Ourselves seminar. We hit it off instantly. Not only did we both have a fondness for neoprene elbow braces, but during that afternoon shame circle, we discovered that we both suffer from biurethrosis, or double pee-hole complex. Anyhoots, Alonzo and I have been chums ever since. He has been a source of great solace to me in times of distress, and has acted as a lighthouse when I felt adrift in the sea of life. Alonzo is truly one of the great persons our Creator has put on this earth to ease the pain of existence. Now, Mike, having said all that, I need to be honest and let you know that I forbid you from ever meeting Alonzo Sour Pudding. He is my bosom amigo, and I owe it to myself to be honest about the fact that if you became friends with him, I would fly into a proprietary rage for which I would be legally irresponsible. Alonzo and I became friends because we shared interests and medical conditions. The building blocks of our relationship were raw honesty, a love of Robert Bly poems, and two double-barreled penises. Find your own friend, Mike, and leave mine alone. Bab Duque's Affirmation Nation is an Earwolf Media production, co-produced by Scott Aukerman and Jeff Ulrich. You can send me, Bab Duque, a question, message, or health tip to affirmationnation@earwolf.com.